Yesterday in New York City, there was, you know, a strange image of illegals flooding into the streets around City Hall. Over 1,000 of these African illegal aliens were taking to the streets. They were upset regarding their living conditions, apparently. And, well, there was only really one actual reporter who was brazen enough to start confronting these individuals, and she joins us now. Welcome to the show, Savannah Hernandez. Thank you so much for joining us. I wanted to mention to our audience, I mean, although you are like, you are a badass out there, you're also, your job title isn't badass. Your job title is, though, that you're a reporter with Frontline Turning Point USA, as well as a writer for the Post-Millennial. Savannah, you were there yesterday. You were waiting out there. You were filming everything that was going on regarding these illegals who were, I guess, demanding more from the city. When you spoke with them, what were they telling you that they were looking for?
Well, Brianna, you know, we're always told that these are just poor, sad migrants that are here seeking a better life, that are here seeking asylum. But every single time I talk to them, they are 1,000% economic migrants. They are here solely because they're looking for work. They're specifically in New York because it's a sanctuary city. And let's not forget that Mayor Eric Adams just passed that new plan in which they're going to be allocating $53 million to these people, giving them debit cards, right? And it was funny because I was looking into this program specifically, and the reason they started it is because the migrants didn't like the food that they were being given. And so they were throwing it out or not eating it. And so Eric Adams' response to that was to coddle the migrants even more and give them prepaid debit cards. So just an idea of what's going on the streets of New York right now. And yes, what you're playing right now is the video of me from City Hall in New York, where I believe there were around 1,300 African migrants. Keep in mind that these are majority single men. Okay, yes. There's not really many women there. I honestly probably counted 10 in total. This was all men that were there. You couldn't speak to them. There was a huge language barrier. And the funniest thing was that they were doing a hearing at City Hall about the Black illegal immigrant experience.
Yes. Well, that's the reason why they were there. And I also read reports that some of these migrants were saying that they were promised potential visas as well as green cards. Is that what you were hearing as well on the ground?
I didn't hear that from any of the migrants specifically, all of the people that I talked to, and it was very few because they speak French. I had a Spanish translator with me, but now everybody speaks French. You know, we have so many people coming from so many different countries. However, I do know that in terms of trying to get those work permits, that's what they were there for. And let's not forget as well that because New York is a sanctuary city, they do have the Real ID NYC program in which illegal immigrants can get identification that is state issued from New York. And with that ID, they can go and get access to all of the resources that New York has to offer. I was speaking to one migrant who said that he utilized this ID to get a job and get paycheck stubs. So he had a proof of residency in New York, which coincidentally is all you need to vote in the 2024 election. Just going to throw that out there. Yeah. But yes, there's so many different programs for these illegals. I just posted a new video of a Russian migrant bragging about how he's going to Chicago for free. And then after that, he's going to go to Los Angeles also for free. So he's really excited about all of these programs. And the location as well outside of this city center where they're giving these migrants free hotel rooms in 8 different languages. You can see all of the flyers posted saying, if you want to leave New York City, come to the front of the line and we will give you a free ticket, free plane ticket, bus ticket, train ticket to anywhere you want to go.
Yeah, I think that's the disturbing part in all of this. And you mentioned the Real IDs, which in itself was always actually a problem. I remember when I was living in New York, the DMVs actually sued the state over this because they had no way of authenticating the documents that were being handed over by these illegals. And they were just forced by the state to, regardless of if they believe that these documents weren't authentic or if they didn't have a way of even checking, to just give them a driver's license regardless. And that's why, you know, it's one of the many reasons why I left. But It's what's led to so many incidences around the country too, because they're getting these IDs and then they're bringing them to states that don't normally accept them, like Florida, for an example, and they're trying to work here. So we had to step up, you know, our process to make sure that they couldn't work here. What was there? Okay, actually, I want to bring up this one because this was a great one. You actually confronted a city employee. Now, this city employee was upset with you because you referred to them. Was it illegal immigrants? Is that how you, the term that you used?
Yes, illegal immigrants.
Well, they were very upset about it, and then you confronted him about being upset. Let's take a listen.
Excuse me, sir, as a city employee, you said that you don't like people using the word illegal immigrant. And can I just ask why you don't like that word? Can I just ask, sir? All right, y'all, so we're with the city employee here right now, and he was extremely upset because he asked us what was going on, and we were just telling him that there is illegal immigrants here. The city of New York spent it, or is going to be spending $12 billion. He's walking through this area to avoid talking to me. These are the employees of the city of New York who don't want the people to know what's going on, that there are 175,000 illegal immigrants. The city is slated to spend $12 billion on these people through 2025. He came up to us and asked, hey, what's going on? We said the illegal immigrants are here. And he said, that's not a nice word. Those are the employees of New York, by the way, my friends.
That's why New York has become a complete cesspool. It's because they're too worried about offending someone with their words, and they're not realistic. I mean, that's really ultimately why this is all taking place in the first place, because New York is not fighting back, and they're too concerned about being bigots and racist and being called all those mean names for saying that they don't belong in New York City, that they should not be coming through illegally, and they should be waiting in their native countries before they're granted access into our country. But they don't like those terms. Why did you confront this city employee and start filming him? Because I think that was an incredible video.
Thank you so much, Brianna. And I confronted him because every single government official that brought the city of New York, and more importantly, the United States of America to this point, needs to be questioned about their own policies and if they stand by them. And then also, I think that this terminology, right, where it's like, you can't say that, is absolutely ridiculous. If the biggest problem that you're worried about is me using the word illegal immigrant or illegal alien, when said illegals are shooting American citizens, raping our children, taking advantage of our resources. Just the other month, a mob of illegals beat up an NYPD police officer. Let's not forget Lake and Riley. So it's like, it's mean that I called them an illegal, but was it mean when illegal immigrants beat up that NYPD police officer? Where's your comment on that?
Yeah, well, that's the problem, right? I can't tell, and you talk to more folks on the left, so you probably would know this better than me, but do you think it's just the fact that like a CNN, MSNBC, they're just not covering these issues, or do you think that they just don't care? Because I can't imagine that being it. I can imagine just maybe they're just all brainwashed. Is that what you're seeing?
Absolutely. It's a brainwashing. It's the fact that a lot of these stories are downplayed. We all know, and we see it so many times, that if there's a mass shooting, but the color of the shooter is wrong, that shooting goes away. The gun control advocates don't use that story anymore. And I think we see a very similar pattern with the illegal immigrants. If it's a sad, poor illegal immigrant who's just here and they had a horrible journey through the Darien Gap and they're just here with their kids looking for a better life, that story is played up so much. But if you want to bring up the 100 other stories of illegal immigrants targeting American citizens, taking advantage of our resources, attacking our people, and more than anything, disrespecting our country, because let's not forget that if you illegally break into a country, you do not respect it at all. I mean, that's underreported every single time, and we know that.
Yeah, and I think there was a Guyanese flag that was being carried around yesterday by these individuals, and it's disgraceful because, number one, they're not coming here because they love our country. They're coming here to take, and people just don't want to accept that harsh reality to it all. Was there any point that you felt unsafe yesterday? Because, I mean, it was a lot, like you've mentioned, a lot of young men of military age, and they were gathering around. Even one kind of got aggressive with you when he caught you filming and tried getting you to stop. So did you ever feel unsafe?
Absolutely. I mean, it is a very unnerving feeling to go in and film these situations because you don't know how these people are going to react. And let's be honest, cultural assimilation is a very real thing that we are having trouble with in this country. You can't just import the third world. You can't import all of these people with different cultural backgrounds. If you want to look into, for example, what a couple of Middle Eastern countries and their regard for women is, right? Maybe they have different laws. Maybe they have different ideologies surrounding how people should live culturally. And we're very different here in the United States of America. And if you look at Europe, for example, right, they imported a lot of these various third world people, and their rape statistics shot up. So to be quite honest with you, as soon as I was walking through that park as a female American, mm-hmm. I was just very concerned for all of the other women that are going to be living in this city.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, that's what had me concerned when I was watching you. Mm-hmm. I know Laura Loomer was there. I know that Ashley St. Clair was there. And honestly, seeing the videos like made my stomach turn a little bit, because we know how these situations sometimes do end for women. And so I was on edge. And like you mentioned, I mean, the fact of the matter is New York is not a friendly place for women. It actually, I mean, with the passing of criminal justice reform in 2019, it's more of a criminal bill of rights. And so individuals like the ones you mentioned who were assaulting law enforcement in New York City, they sadly have more rights than the rest of us do. And there's very little that we could do to push back on all of this. Savannah, you're doing an incredible job. I want to remind our audience, your Twitter username is right now on the screen, but it's also going to be down in the description. So if you're not following her, make sure you give her a follow right now. You can see all the videos. There's so many more that we didn't even go through that you've posted online. So make sure you guys give that a look. Thank you so much, Savannah, for joining us. I greatly appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, Brianna. A lot of fun being here.
If you enjoyed that interview, make sure you hit that subscribe button right now. And if you're watching on Rumble or YouTube or listening on any of the podcasting platforms like Spotify or iTunes, make sure you give us a thumbs up or a 5-star review. You could do so for every single episode, and we greatly appreciate it, of course. And if you're looking to support our independent program, you can head over to supportbree.com. That's supportbree.com. That's where you can either place a one-time donation or a monthly donation. You can pick the dollar amount. It's completely up to you guys, of course. And we greatly appreciate, like I mentioned, because, well, I'm an independent journalist, and the people that help this show are also working independently as well. So everything you give goes directly to us. That is the best way to support us. So head over to supportbree.com right now. I want to let our audience in on a little secret. I'm saving hundreds of dollars each year after switching over both of my lines to Patriot Mobile. Yes, so now my business and personal line are with Patriot Mobile. Now, Patriot Mobile uses the same towers that you're probably already using now, except it's less expensive. So my 5G towers that I love to use my old provider, I'm still using them now. I'm just paying significantly less money to do so. And on top of it all, Patriot Mobile believes in the same things you and I believe in. They have the same morals. So they donate to causes that are like pro-life causes, veteran causes, and even the NRA. It's incredible. So I highly recommend you head over to patriotmobile.com right now, take a look at their plans, and sign up. And today, if you sign up and use promo code Brianna, they're going to waive the activation fee. Yes, you heard it right. They're going to waive the activation fee. Just make sure you use promo code Brianna, B-R-E-A-N-N-A.